Microsoft, over the past couple of weeks, has been making some pretty big moves to focus their attention towards its desktop division. And joining us tonight is Peter Bright, Dr. Pizza, technology editor of Ars Technica, to go over some of the details. Welcome, Peter.
Hi.
Now, in your story, you suggested that Nadella is threatening to consign Microsoft to the future of desktop obscurity. Some of the signs have been pretty big. The sale of the Bing Image Group to Uber, the laying off of 7,800 employees in the handset division, the writing off of the entire 7.6, actually even more than the 7.2 billion in acquisition from the Nokia purchase, and the sale of display ads to AOL. That's a lot of moves. What do you think is the end game?
The one theory is that Satya Nadella is trying to get rid of business divisions that aren't performing well. And certainly he has done that. Display ads was never a big thing. Most of the mapping imaging is bought in already, so maybe it made sense to say, we're going to buy everything in rather than try to do some of it in-house, some of it bought in. But the Nokia write-down and layoffs are really the big one. We know that, because even in last quarter's financials, we know that they weren't hitting sales targets that they had hoped to hit. And, you know, phone models hadn't come out that we were expecting to come out. And so there was problems with that division. So we knew that something was going to happen, but writing off the entire acquisition, and it seems sacking everyone who worked in manufacturing. We're not quite sure. We know that there's still a few thousand former Nokia staff in Microsoft that spread in a few places around the globe. A few thousand still in Finland, I think, and others elsewhere. So they're not getting out of phones entirely, but certainly they're not going to be building their own phones, and the phone division is massively scaled back from what it was. Which is presumed to be, you know, again, phones are one of these divisions that haven't been performing well. So is Nadella getting ready to get out of phones? You know, just as he's got out of display ads, got out of collecting map data. Now, obviously, display ads and map data are both smaller, but it looks like there's a pattern here.
Peter, let's talk about that. It's 2.6% penetration. Of course, that's got to be disappointing for Microsoft and Windows Phone. But they announced that they want to focus on value, business, and flagship models of that phone.
Right.
Some people are saying that that's actually the death knell for Windows Phone. What's your take?
Well, yeah, I think it's tricky. So over the last year, they've released a bunch of low-end handsets. Some people say too many. But, you know, they hit a bunch of different price points. They have different specs. And they haven't produced any flagships because they had a flagship in development and it didn't work. So it got canceled. So the new policy of just hitting three markets, according to a report on Bloomberg, they're probably going to have one or two handsets within each category. So one or two flagships, one or two business phones, and one or two value phones, which is a big shift from what they've been doing and what they inherited from Nokia.
Right. Now, that does tend to make Microsoft very desktop-centric. And today on TNT, Mike Elgin discussed the report from the IDC, which shows that PC sales have dropped 11.8% year over year. Oh, as tablets and larger phones have become more popular, but penetration of Windows Phone is down, do you think that this seemingly desktop-first strategy for Satya is viable for Microsoft?
I think it's really dangerous long-term. I think, okay, yes, in one sense it's playing to the strength, and the desktop PC isn't going to go away, I don't think. You know, there will always be people doing CAD and software development and gaming and all these kind of tasks that you're never going to be doing on your phone or a tablet. Right. So the desktop is never going to go away. But it's much less important than it was 5 years ago, and certainly much less important than it was 10 years ago. You know, you have a new generation of people in South America, Africa, Asia, who are getting smartphones, and their smartphone is their computer. They don't have a desktop PC. They may, like in parts of the world, they may go to an internet cafe and occasionally use a desktop PC, but their own computing experience, their personal computing experience is not a personal computer. It's a smartphone.
Right.
So the desktop PC is not influential, and it's not going to capture this next, you know, CEOs like at Microsoft and Nokia have talked about the next billion users. The next billion users is going to be phone users, smartphone users.